Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to What We Don't Post. Little disclaimer before we get into it. This podcast contains filter-free chats, honest advice, and topics we would quite frankly never discuss anywhere else. Have you ever watched porn with your partner?
Everyone was like taking the piss.
You're gonna have to leave. I cannot sit beside you right now.
There was one girl she met who earned 250 grand in a month from OnlyFans.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, no, I'm fine. Feeling a little worse for wear today, but we're fine. We're okay.
Not good that you're not feeling well.
No, I know. I hope it's nothing. Hope it's nothing serious. That little COVID fucker seems to be lingering around at the moment, so.
Doesn't it?
I wonder if it's because we're just all out and about now that it's like back again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought it was always bad in winter, so I don't know either. But I know that a lot of people that are going to like weddings are getting it, and I'm guessing like big gatherings. So yeah, it's annoying.
It's bollocks. Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully it stays away. And also I was meant to go see my friend, I said this to you earlier on, Sarah, for a couple of days, and she told me that her kids have, or one of her children has, chicken pox. And she was like, if you haven't had it, suppose it's dangerous for pregnant women. And my family just don't know if I've had it, so
oh,
I can't go. It's so annoying.
I think it's dangerous because I've never had it, and yeah. I think regardless of being pregnant, it's really dangerous if you get older and you've never had it.
Really?
But weird if we've both never had it.
Yeah, that is weird, because I thought I definitely have had it, like not even knowing. But I can't believe you haven't had it either. Like, that is,
well, yeah, my mum was like, you might have had it when you're a baby, when Lucy had it, but I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well, be good to know.
Yeah, because it's kind of a thing you really want to know. I'm going to, I think, get a test to see if I have. I think you can get a test. Well, my dad said that, but I don't know how true it is. But like, when I think of chicken pox, I just think of loads of like itchy spots. Like, I didn't know you actually, like, do you have a fever and stuff? I literally have no idea what chicken pox are.
I don't either. So, yeah. But what are you going to do then? Are you not going to be able to go see her?
No, annoyingly, I can't. Like, my dad rang like every doctor that he could, because basically doctors don't give away, I think, some of my, like, they're not meant to give away your information unless it's you calling. But he rang them, and like, he knows them quite well, and he was like, yeah, no, they don't have your information. And I was like, what the hell? Oh. So yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to find out. So I think, I don't know what I'm going to do now. Like, I was contemplating just flying back to Dublin direct, because like, I just really want to go home right now. Like, it's been a long 2 weeks.
So yeah, exactly.
I'm very ready and to just, yeah.
Nice to have your home comforts. Just do that then. That's what I would
do. I'm considering that, but annoyingly, I've booked a hotel in Cheltenham after we're meant to see Charlie's family, and I've booked a hotel afterwards, and it's like a collaboration thing, and I've already cancelled with them previously, and I feel bad, although it's completely understandable.
When's that for?
That's the Sunday, so we're meant to be seeing his family on the Saturday, and now he's considering booking a hotel for us in London for the next few nights. But I mean, in my head, I just want to go home.
Like, no, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that I've done that many a times with like PRs, because I feel like Cameron's dates are always changing and always so last minute, and I've like cancelled a few things a few times. But like, people do have to understand, like, it's not your fault.
Yeah. So yeah. Hopefully it'll be fine. I'm gonna chat to him after this and see what he thinks. But anyway, not to start the podcast off on a negative. I haven't even asked you how you are. How are you? Are you happier than me?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm not sick or homeless, so I'm lucky.
lucky you.
No, I'm all good. I'm in Belgium. I'm coming back on next weekend because I'm going to Wimbledon again, which I'm very excited about. Yes, twice this year, which is very lucky.
Jeez, you really lucked out there. From someone that had no tickets and was begging on last week's episode, you really turned it around.
I really did. Oh God, I wangled these tickets. I had some random guy sell me his tickets. And then on Saturday, I'm going with Liv. She's taking me, which is exciting. Nice. And then I'm in London next week. So yeah, life is good for me. Just like busy with like house stuff and work and obsessed with Love Island. I'm so sad that you haven't watched it recently.
I know. So I've caught up basically to halfway through last week and I'm loving it. But basically I've only just got to Casa Amor and I'm desperate. Like I know you want to talk about it.
Oh my God.
Like, oh, I can only imagine what's going on. So I'm going to watch it tonight and I know it's going to be too late to talk about it. We can still talk about it in next week's podcast.
Honestly, Casa Amor is just like the best part of Love Island. It really is.
So excited. And do you know what?
I know.
Actually, I wrote this in my notes. Do you think I look like Gemma? Charlie is like, you look like Gemma. And I'm like, no, I don't. Like, and he's like, you do.
Like,
you have
I haven't thought it before, but now you're saying it. I'm trying to, like, slightly similar features, but I don't think I would notice it looking at her.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't. When he said it, I was kind of surprised. And then I was looking at her, I was like, maybe her eyes. I was like, I just think you think that she's a bitch and you're like, you're a bitch too. So you can see the similarities. So I was like, that's obviously it.
Similar mannerisms. No, I don't think you're the same. She's growing on me though, actually, when you watch her in Casa Amor. Yeah, she is growing on me.
Yeah, no, I like her. I think, I haven't seen her in Casa Amor, but even just before Casa Amor, I kind of just saw a warmer side to her. And I like how real she is.
Yeah, exactly. She's very to the point. But we have a WhatsApp group, me, Millie, Becky and Steph, and Millie doesn't watch it, but me, Becky and Steph are obsessed with it. So I feel so bad for Millie because every night there's like 100 messages in the WhatsApp group like talking about it. I'm like, God, poor her.
Oh, I'm desperate to see it. Oh, even the last few episodes we've caught up on, I'm like, I'm loving it. Like I'm trying to think. I swear I did write notes on it. Oh, actually, I saw the dance challenge thingy. And they all looked hot, and I was fighting
so
Charlie at the time, and I was literally fuming. I was like, can you just not look at the TV right now? And he's like, Nicola, are you serious? I was like, I think you should leave. I was fuming. And do you want to know why we were fighting? This is like,
yes, I do.
I've lost the actual plot. Although I do think this is kind of annoying. So I was eating a pack of mint Mentos, right? And I gave him, I was like, do you want one? And he was like, whatever. Handed him the Mentos. And he took the sweet, this sounds so ridiculous. He took the sweet for the side that wasn't opened. So it meant the Mentos then all just were together anymore. Yeah, and I was so annoyed. And I know it sounds so stupid, but I was livid. Like, I know it's the smallest thing ever, but like, I honestly wanted to kill him. He's like, you're really overreacting here. And I was like, I don't care. I just think it's the most annoying thing that you've ever done. He was like, right. I was like, you're gonna have to leave. I cannot sit beside you right now whilst all these hot women on the TV and I feel like a beached whale and I cannot handle pregnancy. I was issued as like a nervous breakdown. He was like, let me know when the guys come on. I was like, and I just didn't even let him know when the guys come on. He was like, can I come back now? We're literally in the hotel room. And he's like,
outside.
Yeah, literally lost the plot.
I wasn't with Cameron when we were watching. So we were both watching Love Island. He was in Belgium, I was in London. And it was the dance episode. And then I was like, fuck's sake. I was like, that all looks so hot. And then he messaged me and was like, these dances are so cringy. And I was like, really? I was like, are they not turning you on? They're turning me on. Like,
they were turning me on. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if women fancy women more than men fancy women. Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
I was like to him, who's your favourite? Like, who do you think's the best? So I was like, I don't know why I'm asking this. It's just going to wind me up.
Yeah, and he was like, I did the same.
Who did he say?
Because I was like, no, I said I didn't do the same with the dance. Because I was texting him. I was like, you're definitely sneakily watching this the whole way. And he was like, I think we need to check you into a mental asylum. But no, he said Gemma was the hottest out of the girls. And not because of the dance, but in general. I was like, is that why you're saying you look like her? To make up for the fact that you're calling Gemma hot? I don't know. I said, maybe. I think Tasha. There's something about Tasha.
I really?
Am I wrong? What do you think? Yeah, I think I'm just deluded. I think she's such
Cameron
sex
thought
appeal.
I can't remember her. I always forget her name. Is it Danica?
I don't know, maybe.
The one that's like not having much luck.
Oh, she's a professional dancer.
Yeah, he thought her dance was the best. And I was like, well, obviously, she's a professional dancer, for God's sake.
Yeah, to be fair, hers was, her, think hers was the best. Was good.
I mean, I can't really remember them now. They're all a bit blah. I did think Gemma was quite good, actually, surprisingly. Oh, God, yeah, Charlie really made me, like, I felt a bit...
Oh, my God, I know.
I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, I felt really bad for him. I was like...
Because everyone was, like, taking the piss. I know. Yeah. No, like, not good.
Yeah, and no, I felt... I mean, in general, though, like, we'd all... Imagine doing that. Like, I'd be so awkward. I can't believe Gemma pulled out the bag because she is quite, like, rigid.
She's
anyway,
quite awkward, so, yeah. Yeah, no, she pulled out the bag. I'd be fucking awful.
Yeah, I'd be so awkward. I mean, like,
I'd have to get drunk.
Together. Yeah, same. But you suppose you're in Love Island, can you only have two drinks?
Yeah.
I think. So, like, that would be
a nightmare.
Yeah, it would be. It really would be. So, I mean, fair play to the girls and the lads. God love Charlie. Is that his name? Yeah, Charlie. Or am I just saying Charlie?
Yes, Charlie. His name is Charlie. Yeah.
Yeah. To be fair, yeah, my Charlie would struggle too. He would find that awful.
So would Catherine. Someone said about last episode, Nicola just listened to the recent episode, Crawdaddy was a club night in Dublin City. It's closed a good few years now. I wonder if that's why you recognised it. Do you think that's why?
Yeah, I did think this afterwards because I googled Crawdaddy and I was like, was it a nightclub that I used to go to or something or something? Or it's something. And then I saw it was a band as well. But I think, yeah, I think that's why I know it, because it was a nightclub like back in the day.
That's why it popped into your head.
I know, hilarious.
But yeah, I've started reading my book. I know you haven't bought it. I was like, there's no way she's bought it. I've only read four chapters. I will. But... Four chapters is quite impressive for me.
I mean, you still read four chapters. And, like, the thing is, I don't have a home. So it means having to go to either a bookshop or I could do next day delivery in London if I go back the next few days. And
yeah, that's a good idea.
I feel like I need to get a book to, like, take me out of my hell situation in life. Like, I don't know. Do you know that when you just need, like, an out?
Yeah, it's really nice, like, not thinking about anything else. It's the same as when I'm cooking. I don't think about anything else. And also with reading, it's nice to, like, get away from a bit of reality.
Reality, exactly. Are you enjoying it then? You are enjoying it?
Well, yes, I've only read, like, 20 pages. But to be fair, Cameron was like, you've been reading... maybe it's more than 20 pages. He was like, you've been reading for ages. And I was like, God, have I? Okay, good. I can put it down now. It is like, you have to kind of like force yourself to do it. But then once you do it, you feel good. It's like a workout.
It's once you get hooked. Yeah, like once you get actually hooked.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you'd think by chapter four that you would be kind of hooked. So I don't know. Yeah, I would have thought so. But I'm not. Yeah. No, you're not. Okay, I'm intrigued because one of my... Who was it? Maybe it was my brother's girlfriend messaged me saying it was really good. I think loads of people said it was really good.
Everyone's saying it's amazing. I think it's just because I don't really know who she is. So I'm kind of like about to read a life story about someone who I never knew about before this book.
Is it not based on Elizabeth Hurley? Am I completely wrong? It's based on someone. I'll get my phone right now. I swear that's who it's based on. What's the book called again?
Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Yeah, I think that's who it is, but they couldn't name her name. But yeah, so yeah, it's loosely based on Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
so maybe
good.
That's why get into it.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it'll be good. I've just got to not persevere, just make time for it, basically.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just sit watching TV all night, which is not good.
Yeah, I mean, I've loads of catching up to do and so many things. Speaking of TV, actually, I've started watching a new series. I think this is the name of it. Now, I could be wrong. Let's Google that as well. Now, it's called... Where is it called? The Terminal List. I think that's it. The Terminal List on Amazon.
What? So it's a series on Amazon Prime?
Sorry, yeah. It's a series on Amazon Prime. And it's Chris Pratt, basically. You know Chris Pratt, the actor. Do you know?
Oh, God,
He was in like Jurassic Park. He was in, I think.
Oh, yes. Yes, he was in Jurassic Park. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he basically produced it and he stars in it as well. And it's kind of like an army series. So I don't know. I'm not normally into army stuff, but it's really good. Like, it's honestly one of the best series.
I'm going to write it down. Okay.
Yeah, genuinely. Like, it's just made so well. It really is made so well. So
who told you to watch it?
Charlie. So we're watching it together. I feel like Cameron would love it. I imagine he would.
Okay. No, he would.
So yeah, you should watch it.
Yeah, I actually started, you know Olivia Attwood, she's just started a new series called Getting Filthy Rich. It's so interesting.
Is it? Because I saw her promoted on This Morning, actually.
Yeah, it's about OnlyFans. Well, the first episode was about OnlyFans. There was one girl she met who earned 250 grand in a month from OnlyFans.
Jesus. I suppose you can make so much money from it.
Honestly.
I mean, it really makes you think. Get your RSA if you can earn some money.
I was like, Cameron, I could do this for a couple of months. We'd have a dream house with the renovations. He was like, are you joking? I was like, obviously I'm joking. But I mean, let's think about it. The money's tempting.
Yeah, like, that's it. No, I feel like maybe if we were slightly younger, we could maybe get away with it. I don't know. I just can't imagine. Imagine 32-year-old pregnant Nicola getting home. Actually, do you know what? The boobs have really, they are OnlyFans worthy at the moment.
They'd be the popular. The girl who was doing it was like, she like did like a, what's it called? What is it? You know, when you jiggle your bum, what's that called?
Twerk.
Yeah, she did a twerking 1 minute video, and they like, I was like, oh my God, this is so awkward.
I just couldn't. Yeah, no. I mean, the thing is, it's in the privacy of your own home. So you're actually technically, why would you be, I don't know, maybe you would be embarrassed still knowing it's going out to millions or whoever it would be going out to. Do you know what would be more embarrassing? If you made an OnlyFans and it didn't do well and you didn't make money, and then you'd already crossed that line of making an OnlyFans. Have you ever watched porn with your partner? This is so invasive. I don't even want to answer. Not invasive. What's the word? Personal.
Personal. No.
No way. I don't know if I want to get into this chat because I don't want to divulge anything. I've just realised.
So you do.
I mean.
You do with Charlie.
No, I didn't say that. I said I didn't answer anything specific. I don't know if my dad, I can't bear my parents listening to this. I wanted to put it to like our listeners, like to see if that is something they do.
I wonder if it's like a popular thing.
Yeah, because I keep basically seeing everywhere at the moment how porn is really bad for like, just like messing with people's sex drive and messing with people's like views on sex, and it's like affecting people's relationships because their partners watch too much porn. And I basically want to, this is going to be our question next week, we should put it to our listeners, like, do you watch porn alone? Do you watch porn alone or do you watch it with your partner? And like, do you find that maybe your partner watches it and you don't and it affects the relationships? I'm just intrigued to see the response.
No, I think, yeah, it's interesting. To be fair, like, I haven't really watched it that much. And when I have watched it, like, obviously there's been times where I have liked it, and there's been times where I've, like, kind of been, I feel like a bit, like, dirty.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't know if you know that feeling.
Yeah, I do get
you. So it's, like...
It can be a bit gross. It can be a bit gross.
Yeah. Like, but I'd love to know, like, the percentage of people that, like, watch it. Also, I said this to Cameron last night when we were watching that Olivia Attwood thing. Why would people pay for OnlyFans when you can watch porn for free?
Yeah, but
then... I don't get that.
I think they like that they know the person. Like, right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or like build a relationship
with
her.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's nice that it's like so, they feel like it's so close to them, or they're like, they can actually achieve.
Yeah, because they message her. The girl was saying on it that she messages them and she has to pay, they have to pay her every time they send her a message, but they can like chat to her all day.
Yeah,
so it's like a full on thing.
Yeah, I know, because there's someone we know that does that, but she has someone else replies on her behalf, which I don't think I'd like, because like if I had my own account, I wouldn't feel comfortable having someone else reply on my behalf and like,
no,
and then
God,
that person
no.
like knowing, like that person be like, oh, I was talking to blah 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 and she was saying blah blah, and it's not actually them, but
yeah, that person, it's like someone running anything. Your Instagram, like I'd have to have like total control over all of my things.
Same, 100%. Like, you don't want anyone speaking on your behalf.
We should read out the answers to the in-law dilemma.
Oh yeah, what is the feedback from a listener? What is that about?
So you know, a few episodes ago we spoke about wedding certificates.
Oh, and that I didn't know where mine was.
Yeah, so one of the listeners said, listening to you chat about wedding certificates, and about a month after my wedding, I realized I didn't have one. Like, she didn't have her wedding certificate. So I contacted where we gave our notice of marriage, and turns out I was meant to order and pay for it after the wedding. I thought it would just arrive.
Oh, shit. I mean,
that actually happened to me as well.
Did it?
Yeah, I emailed the church and I was like, so when's this wedding certificate turning up? And they were like, oh no, you have to apply at the like registry office and pay for it, and then they send it to you. I was like, oh, well, someone could have told me this because I had no idea.
That's so funny because I obviously must have paid for it, because when I was actually searching for it afterwards, I did find it, but I don't remember that actual physical.
Oh, you do have it. Oh, that's good.
Found it in the end. So
good.
We're good. I'm legally married. Yeah. I can't remember actually if I I can't remember if I actually read it. I mean, I assume it's just my own names. No, but we didn't change our names though. On your certificate, did you have a different name?
Well, I don't know because I haven't got it yet. When I did the registry office thing and like paid for it like last week, it was like full name, and I was like, well, what name do I put? So I just put Tiffany McGeehan.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
But if you haven't paid for the change of name, I feel like you're still Tiffany Watson.
I know, it's all a bit weird, but I'm hoping it'll turn up soon.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm sure.
But yeah, it's good. It's good for people to know that, because I think a lot of people would just assume it would arrive after you get married, which is definitely what I thought.
Okay, so in-law responses. So what was the question we put on our Instagram?
The question was, if an in-law criticised you, would you say something to them? So we had like quite a mix of responses. So first one said, no, I wish I could, but I wouldn't want to make it awkward for others. By others, I'm guessing she means like her partner.
The fam. Yeah, fair. I can't remember what you said you do. Did you say you'd confront them or not?
I feel like I would, yeah, because I wouldn't be able to like not. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, I feel like I have quite a close relationship with Cameron's family, so I feel like I could say something and then it would kind of be, you know how you like argue with your own family and then you can like get over it after like 5 minutes. So I feel like it would be like that. But if we didn't have a super close relationship, then I don't know. I think I'd feel more awkward.
Yeah, it's such an awkward one, which is probably why we got so many mixed reviews. So then the next one's get my partner too. Yeah, the only thing with getting your partner too is then it's just like causing two fights, if that makes sense. Like you're fighting with your, you know, you're fighting through that person. Like, I think my advice would be to like, if the family members are like bitching or like giving out or whatever about the partner, I think the best thing to do in that situation isn't to not get your partner involved, and just if they say anything to your partner, for your partner then to say, just say it to them, go to them, why are you saying it to me? You obviously have an issue with them. Say it to their face. And the thing is, like, they never will say it to their face, and it's just not fair for the partner to be in the middle of the whole time. Like, it's like,
yeah, I agree. And it just causes conflict between you and your partner, and causes conflict between the partner and his family. So
yeah,
I think it's best to like not involve them, to be honest, and like just do it between the two.
Definitely. It's actually so selfish of the people that are bitching, because it's like, why are you doing that to your son or your daughter?
I know.
Anyway.
Another person said, absolutely, I kept quiet for 5 years until I just exploded because I couldn't take it anymore.
I would have loved to have been there for that.
Yeah, for the explosion, go! Yeah, it obviously was like quite repetitive criticism. Like, God, 5 years is a lot of patience.
That's tough. That's tough going. Like, I feel for that person. And then this next one is, they probably withdraw from them. Yeah, I guess that's what happens in most of these situations. If you can't actually confront the person, they'll just step back. And then, I mean, that will definitely end up in them giving out about that person more. But it's like, well, you made your bed, so
exactly. What was, if it was one-off, probably not, I just brush it off. But if it was constant, then yes, I kind of agree with that. Like, if it's a one-off, they're having a bad day, they say a little like bitchy comment to you, then like, fine, whatever. But if it was all the time, then yeah, you just have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. And the next one said, yeah, they definitely would. Like, they definitely call the person out. My mother-in-law is very critical of my parenting style. Oh, that would be a bit annoying. That would grate at you, wouldn't it? I'm sure that's so common, though. So common.
I think it's really common.
Yeah.
I think, like, they just want it. Because they're obviously a parent themselves, and then they become a grandparent, and they feel like they're so involved.
Yeah, they think they know it all.
And obviously, everyone has really different parenting styles. So, like, clashes are going to happen.
Yeah, oh God. I'm just picturing myself in all of these scenarios. The last one.
Yeah, the last one says, always, but done with grace and tactfully, their family after all.
Oh, that would be lovely if that was the case in all of these situations.
I know. If you could do it tactfully. I'm not a tactful person, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like me and you, we act on emotion over like tact. Yeah,
that's something I'd like to work on, actually, like not like if something annoys me, like waiting like 24 hours and then replying.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, same. So I wish that was me. It's a lose-lose for me because like I always act in emotion, but then if I wait, I'll be boiling up for that 24 hours. Like it will just be getting worse and worse. True. Like, people always say to take a step back. But then, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. It depends. Sometimes I boil. Sometimes, yeah, I guess you do get over it. Rarely. I don't know. Okay, so Tiff's just reading my pregnancy notes here, and my pregnancy notes are feeling large and in charge. I do. I feel like it's just growing.
Is that like by a the saying?
Day. I think it might be, yeah. I think it must be a saying. Because, yeah, rings a bell in my head. Yeah, so I'm feeling large and in charge. And I know probably other people wouldn't think that, but just for me, everything is just growing at like a rapid pace, and like my boobs, I honestly think they're about to fall off. They're getting so big, like they're just huge.
Do they hurt or are they just big?
No, they don't really hurt, to be fair. They don't, they're just like heavy, like they're not, but my back is starting to hurt, so maybe that's a reflection of the large boobs. I don't know, but like I mean they're big, but they're not like back hurting worthy, I don't think. I don't know. And like even the sizing up, I think I'm gonna have to size up. So I've been sizing up just like the cup size, so I'm basically 32D now, and I was a B, but like the actual the actual band, I think I need to like maybe go up like a 34 because it's really tight. So I think everything there's nothing worse, and like I think at this stage I really do need to start wearing bras, because I'm like I've basically convinced myself I do need to start wearing bras, so I'm really worried about the sagging. I'm so scared of the repercussions of all of this. I mean, I pray they'll be okay afterwards, but so far it doesn't look good.
They will.
It doesn't look hopeful.
Have you got any stretch marks anywhere?
No, none yet. I've always had stretch marks on my bum, a few of them, but I haven't noticed them getting worse, and I haven't noticed any on my stomach, but supposedly it's hereditary. I've just been moisturizing a lot. Like I've been using
that's good.
Bio oil sometimes, but I heard it is just mainly hereditary, so I haven't really been focusing on that. So just pray for Nicola. And Charlie actually gave
me
a back massage the other night, and it was honest. So I heard that you're meant to maybe avoid.
Nice.
It was so nice, honestly. Like I was so shocked by how nice it was, because he's not really like, obviously he is so great, but he's not someone that would like to sit there kind of massaging your feet or massaging your back or whatever. So I asked him, I was, my back's really sore today. Will you massage it? And he did it. And in fairness to him, like he didn't just do it for like 3 minutes, like what would usually happen. He did it for like a good 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, that was the nicest
thing
ever.
Oh, that's so
ever. Nice. Yeah, it was really lovely.
Definitely. You should get some like pregnancy massages.
Yeah, well, this is what I was about to say. I've thought of getting a pregnancy massage, but then so I went to have a facial, a few months ago. And the lady that was doing my facial used to be a masseuse. And she said there's something that reacts in your body when you get a massage, and it makes you almost too comfortable that you could go into labor. And it really scared me. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, just turn me off getting massages.
You don't want that.
Yeah, but like, no. And even when Charlie was doing it the other day, I was like, God, I hope I'm not too relaxed. I know that sounds crazy, but I was like, I don't know, no, I just got really scared.
It's so weird though, because it's like, what you would imagine, like when you're pregnant, you want to be like so relaxed, but then it's like all of this, like all these people saying like, don't be too relaxed. So it's like, gosh, where's the balance?
There's so many bloody rules.
Let's get into our dilemmas then.
Yeah, let's.
Okay, dilemma one. Hi, girls. Just started listening to your podcast the other day and have been loving it. Actually, I noticed I read the last dilemma in the last episode really quickly. So I'll try and read this a little bit slower. I have a dilemma I'm hoping you can help me with. I'm getting married in September in Spain, and we can only have 100 people at the venue for capacity reasons. It's been really difficult to get our numbers down to this, and so we've had to not invite cousins and work friends, etc., to keep the numbers low. It's looking like our numbers will come to under 100 now. We've got most RSVPs back, and my dad has asked us to invite his girlfriend's sister, who I've only met once about 8 years ago. I've told him I need to see how numbers go, but I personally don't feel uncomfortable inviting someone I don't know to the wedding. I feel like they think she's close because she's their family, but she's not mine. I was planning on just saying I can't because we're at max capacity, but I know he'll know that we're not when the day comes around. Should I just be honest, or will that make things awkward? Thanks.
Oh, I think
I'd... Okay, my first thought, not that it's about this, but I would, if your dad's contributing...
Oh,
to the wedding,
I didn't even think of that. I literally was just like, no.
Nope. I know. Like, but yeah, because my dad had a few of his friends to our wedding that I didn't know. Like, I'd maybe met once or twice. And, you know, I was a bit like, oh, really? But he was obviously hosting it and also contributed. So I didn't really feel like I could say, like, you can't have them. So I would think about that. If he's not contributing, I would do what you want to do and just say, like, I'm really sorry, but I don't know her.
Yeah, I agree. You're right. My initial reaction, I didn't actually think that way. But I think, yeah, if they're contributing, unfortunately, you have to just suck it up if they want, like, an extra friend or if they want, like, and obviously that, it's annoying, I know.
It's only one person.
Yeah, and the fact that you're not at maximum capacity, like, and it's not like that person's taking away from, like, your best friend or, like, you know, like someone that's important in your life. Like, just, it's weddings, there will always be someone that you're not that close to there, and you'll always have this fear of, like, walking down the aisle and catching the eye of someone that you don't really know that well or you don't really care about. And but it just is what it is, unfortunately, in these situations, and especially if they are paying.
And also, yeah, exactly. And I feel like you never do really catch the eye of someone you don't know. No. So I feel like you're always, like, looking for the people that you do know. So yeah, I wouldn't worry. Like, I totally get not wanting people you don't know at your wedding, but to be honest, I had a few people at our wedding that I'd not met, like Cameron's friends, girlfriends or something like that. And it was, you know, it's fine. You really just, you barely speak to anyone in depth anyway. Most people, it's like a high bye situation.
So true. That was such a big thing for me before the wedding. I was like, oh, I don't want to bump into people I don't know. I'm blowing, you work it up in your head. But when the day comes, you do not care. Like, you literally just don't care at all. Okay.
Exactly.
Dilemma 2. Hey girls, please keep anonymous. I'm pregnant very early and I'm dreading telling my best friend because I'm her bridesmaid at her wedding in October. Oh, I had this fear with telling so many people. It's a very small hen and wedding, and I'm terrified she'll be upset that I can't drink or she'll think that I won't be as much fun. She had a tough year, so I wanted her hen and wedding to be amazing, but I'm worried my news is going to ruin it slightly for her. Any advice on how to tell her would be much appreciated. I mean, we both can give our opinions on this because I had that fear. Yeah. And like, from my side, like, it's like, you especially, and like anyone that I needed to tell, like, they were so understanding, like no one was in any way difficult. And I'm sure deep down maybe she would have preferred you to be honest and getting like drunk together and everything else, but like, it's not going to ruin her day. I personally don't
exactly
think. Yeah,
no, as long as you're still like up for going to her wedding and her hen. And like, because I remember when you told me you were pregnant, Nicola, and like my first thought was, oh my god, she's not going to come on my hen. And I was like, but you were like, obviously I'm still coming on your hen. And I was like, yay. And
yeah,
like, it doesn't matter like that you weren't drinking. Like, I just, like, obviously I just wanted you there because you're my bridesmaid, you're one of my best friends. So I think, like, as long as you're still, obviously it's hard to tell like what wedding in October, I don't know how far along you'll be and like how you'll be feeling. But yeah, I think
if she's very early, maybe it hasn't even hit the 12 week mark.
Yeah,
so maybe she's due maybe early next year. But yeah, I think just the main thing is that you're still up for it. I mean, obviously you don't know. Every pregnancy is different. So like, some people have it really severe and they actually just can't be up for it. But like, if you're feeling okay, like even if you're slightly sick or you're slightly tired, just like push through, because like, it's important to them and you would expect probably the same in return. So
yeah,
just try.
But also, yeah, I don't think she'll be like, well, hopefully she won't. If she's one of your best friends, she won't be like angry at you. Like, no one can be angry at someone for that.
You can't really judge it, but...
Because I was speaking to my friend Becky, who was also on my hen, who's also pregnant. I saw her the other day and she was like, I'm so happy that your hen was like in May, because she was like, if it was now with like 10 weeks to go, she's like, I honestly don't think I'd be able to come. She was like, really? I feel so exhausted. She was like, So I was like, oh, that's lucky.
That is lucky. I was really happy with the timing of how it worked out for me as well with you. And I also didn't feel like this gross feeling I'm feeling right now. I actually felt kind of okay. Like, as in, like, like as in body wise and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I think it worked out quite well. God, I feel for her. Oh, I'm dreading that feeling that she's feeling right now. I have it slightly, but not really intensely enough, if that makes sense.
How to tell her? So how did you tell me? You tried to call me, I didn't answer, and then you voice noted me.
I think I was just like, so I have a bit of news. It's probably not ideal timing. I think I just went into panic mode. I think I was like, I feel really bad, I'm sorry. I was like, I don't even know if I said sorry, but I was like, I feel really bad. I was like, but I'm pregnant, but I'll be fine. And like, I don't know. I honestly don't remember. We should actually maybe play that back sometime.
Yes, we should.
Panic stations.
I'll find it and we'll try and put it into this podcast.
Oh, we should see it. If it will fit into this episode, we could definitely do that.
And yeah, like, that'd be really cute.
This is how Nicola did it.
Yeah, so I have some news. I know it's probably not ideal news with the hen coming up, but I just basically had my first scan and I'm with child, so that's scary. And I know, not ideal. I mean, with the hen and stuff, I mean, I'll still be on form, I promise. But yeah, I really didn't know how to tell you this whatsoever. Like, I've been kind of like dreading it in a sense, because I just didn't want to be spoiling any of your like hen wedding stuff. And obviously I won't be spoiling your hen and wedding stuff, but obviously it would be great if I could drink, but I'll try be just as much fun, even though I'm not drinking. And yeah, we just had our first scans.
This is how Nicola did it. Just copy this.
Yeah, but no, it's fine. Like, just, yeah, like, just, yeah, you'll be fine. She'll be fine. Everyone will be fine. Try and make as much effort as you can for her. And
yeah,
yeah, that's all she'll expect.
As always, guys, you can message us or voice note us on whatwedontpostpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us a DM at whatwedontpostpodcast.
Yeah, and if you're loving the podcast, make sure you give us a 5-star review and make sure you're subscribed, because I didn't know this, but it makes people find us easier if they subscribe.
Oh, really?
I think that was it, or the 5-star, one or the other. Yeah, so that's why we want you to do that. Please, thank you very much.
Yes, please. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.